Allow yourself to find a comfortable position. Close your eyes and begin to focus on your breathing. Notice the feel of the air as it comes into your lungs. Notice the muscles in your chest relax each time you exhale. As you focus on each breath, your breathing becomes more rhythmic. It begins to slow more and more. As your breathing slows, the muscles in your chest, your shoulders, and your neck begin to relax more and more completely. As you continue to focus on your breathing, allow the relaxation to begin to expand throughout your body. All of the muscles in your body are beginning to smooth out and relax. Very smooth and relaxed. You feel the soothing relaxation beginning to spread throughout your body with each breath. It feels so good to breathe and allow your body to relax more and more deeply, more and more completely. In a moment, you will begin to focus on building yourself a special place. This special place will have many rooms. Each room will allow you to focus your emotions in a different way. Now imagine that you are surrounded by building blocks. Those blocks are a mixture of colors: red, blue, green, yellow, orange, purple, black, white, and any other color that you like. The blocks are different sizes and shapes. You will use these blocks to build the special rooms. Sometimes you feel anxious, tense, or stressed. So first, you build a peaceful room. Choose a color that is peaceful for you, and select the blocks that you want to use to build your peaceful room. The room can be any size that you find peaceful. Once you have built the walls and doors and windows of the room, the building blocks meld into one another and the walls become very smooth. But if you want to change the room later, you can. All you need to do is imagine how you want it to change and use the blocks to create the changes. Once you have completed the room, you can add other touches to the room to make it peaceful for you. It might be pillows, or pictures, or comfortable rugs. Whatever you like that makes it more peaceful. Allow yourself to imagine this room completely. Even notice what you see when you look out the windows, if you have any. When you come into this room, you feel at peace. It feels soothing, calming, and relaxing. You feel so at peace when you are in this room. You can feel the peacefulness flowing through your body and relaxing every part of your body. Now you are going to build a room where you feel safe, because sometimes you are fearful or afraid. Choose a color that allows you to feel safe, and select the blocks that you want to use to build your safe room. The room can be any size that feels safe to you. When you finish the walls, the blocks meld into one another, forming a smooth surface. Now think about what else makes you feel safe, and add those things to your room. If you feel safer with locks on the doors, you can add locks. If you feel safer when your favorite pet is with you, imagine that. What kind of furniture feels safe to you? If you want a lot of light, you can add lights. Whatever it is that feels safe, so that when you come into this room, you feel safe and secure. Very safe, very secure. This is a room that can allow you a home base. You don't have to stay in it all the time to feel safe, because you know you can return to it whenever you need to. This room allows you to go out into the world and try things that might be a little scary, because you know you can always return to this room when you need to. You always have the safety of this room available to you, which allows you to explore the world. Now you can build a room where you feel strong and in control. Choose a color that allows you to feel strong, and select the blocks that you want to use to build this room that strengthens you and allows you to feel in control. The room can be any size and shape that you want. Imagine the walls, the windows, the doors. When you finish the walls, the blocks meld into one another, becoming a very smooth surface. Now think about the things that make you feel strong and in control, and imagine those things in this room. The room feels very powerful. Whenever you come into this room, you feel the strength that is inside you. You feel in control of your life and your emotions. You know you can access those feelings just by returning to this room whenever you like. You feel strong and in control. There may be times you need to feel sad. Things happen in life that are sad, and you need a place to go when you feel sad, a place that is comforting. A place where it is okay to be sad, to cry, to feel what you need to feel. So choose a color that is comforting to you, and select the blocks to build your room. Build a room that feels like it is wrapping its arms around you when you come into it. Think of what feels comforting to you. Maybe a favorite blanket or a favorite food. Whatever it might be, put those things that feel comforting in your room. Imagine your room completely and what it looks like. You can always add things later if you find other items that feel comforting. Whenever you come into this room, you know that it is okay to feel sad. You feel sad, but you also feel the comfort from the room and everything that you have placed in it. You can come into this room when you need comfort and a place to feel sad. Sometimes you feel angry, and you need a way to release your anger. It is okay to feel angry, but you need to release it in a way that you don't hurt yourself or others. So choose a color that represents your anger, and build a room where you can freely release your anger without hurting anyone. Once you have built your room, you can put things in your room to help release the anger. Maybe you can put a punching bag in your room, or you can put old glass jars that are okay to break, or magazines that you can tear up. Or maybe you have a bat or a stick that you can hit against the wall. Remember, this is a room you built to release your anger, so you can't hurt the room or the walls. Maybe it is just a room where you can scream. Or maybe it is a place where you can write about how you feel. However you design it, this is a room where you can go when you are angry and let your anger out in a way that doesn't hurt yourself or anyone else. Sometimes you need to be able to concentrate and focus your attention. Choose a color that reminds you of concentration, a color that helps you to focus. Select the building blocks and create a room from that color. Build a room that allows you to focus your attention. When you have finished building your walls, the blocks will meld together into a smooth surface. Now think about the things that allow you to concentrate. Is it best for the room to be empty? Or are there certain items that help you to focus? Are there certain times when you can focus well? What allows you to focus? Are there certain activities that help you to focus your mind? Design your room to help you concentrate. When you come into this room, you are able to focus your attention. Your mind is clear, and you can think easily. Even the color of the room can help develop a greater concentration. It reminds you to focus. Sometimes you might feel tired or fatigued, and you need to feel more energized. Choose a color that represents energy for you. Select your blocks and build a room that feels energizing. You can create that room any way you like. Think of what gives you energy. Are there certain activities that energize you? Maybe there are certain items that are uplifting to you, that make you feel good. Imagine your room with these items. When you come into the room, you feel energized. You want to be active. You feel alive and aware. You feel like moving. You can feel the energy flowing through you and removing the fatigue. Feel the energy of your room. You are surrounded by energy, and you can allow this energy to flow into your body. You feel refreshed and able to accomplish the things you desire. Now, create a room for your dreams and creativity. A room where you can focus on what you want for your life. Where you can dream about creating the future that you want. Choose a color that allows you to dream and plan, a color that allows you to focus on possibilities for yourself. Build a room full of dreams and hopes and plans. A room where you can create. Think about the things that motivate you, that help you to dream for the future. Place those things in this room. This is a room for only positive thoughts and plans. It is a place where you believe anything is possible. When you come into this room, you feel hope about your plans and desires for the future. You feel good and capable about what you want to accomplish. Finally, create a room for sleep and rest. To sleep well, you need a room devoted to relaxing your mind and body. Choose a color that is restful and select the blocks to build your room. When you have completed the walls and doors and windows, the blocks will meld into one another to form a smooth surface. What do you want to put in your room to help you sleep? Do you need a comfortable bed? Maybe certain music or sounds help you sleep. Think about when you have slept the best. What was it that helped you to sleep? Design your room to include the things that feel relaxing and that can help you sleep. When you come into this room, you automatically begin to relax and are easily able to fall into a restful sleep that refreshes you. When you awaken, you feel refreshed and able to accomplish what you choose to do. You have now created your special place with your special rooms. Each room helps you to create the emotional state that you choose. The more you listen to this audio, and the more completely you build your rooms and furnish them, you will feel the emotion created by each room. You'll feel the peace, the safety, the strength of being in control, the comfort when you are sad, the release of your anger when you need to, the ability to focus your attention, the energy when you need it, your hopes and dreams, and the well-being from relaxation and rest. When you are in need of creating that emotional state, you can imagine yourself in that room, even when you are not listening to this audio. Let yourself visualize it completely. Imagine yourself in the room and examining or using the things in the room. By doing so, you can access that emotional state. You can also create the emotional state by imagining the colors for each room, the colors that are associated with the peace, the safety, the strength of being in control, the comfort when you are sad, the release of your anger when you need to, the ability to focus your attention, the energy when you need it, your hopes and dreams, and the well-being from relaxation and rest. You have a color associated with each of these emotional states, and by imagining that color, you can also access the emotional state of your choosing. By building your rooms, you are developing methods of managing your emotions. You are in control of your emotions and how you choose to deal with your emotions. All emotions are okay. They have a purpose. You don't have to get rid of emotions, but you want to know how to manage them. Whenever you are ready, you may come back to full awareness and open your eyes feeling refreshed and ready to use your special place whenever you need to.